Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Jesus Christ is Lord and God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this time. We welcome you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done for us. We're so grateful to be yours. Jesus the Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, a revelation that for all eternity we will be in awe of. For all eternity, if we can make, if those who make it to heaven. Because of what Jesus has done, because Jesus came down from heaven, the Father sent him, he came to earth and he died and gave his, he died for the world. The last several messages have dealt with this and how God Almighty has given everything to his Son Jesus. It's incredible. I've been looking very closely at the Bread of Life passage. That's John chapter 6. I recommend that you read that and really take it in. There's many unique things about the Bread of Life passage, but just in this short message, I go back to the one thing, the greatest thing, the Holy Spirit, knowing Him, seeking Him. He's Jesus Christ. He's the Father. Amen. And just realizing what He has given us. Jesus said, the glory that you've given me, I've given them. The Holy Spirit will empower us and deliver us from our past and our old ways of thinking where we totally missed it, right? Everyone, we've all missed it. We've all come short of the mark. But He's merciful and patient, and He will lift us up. And He will show us mysteries and the secrets of the way He wants us to live and the way that we should live. And one thing, you know, just an example of that is our words and how, you know, God Almighty speaks. Amen. He speaks. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. He speaks. Elijah heard a still, small voice. Elijah, one of the most anointed men of all mankind. And that's in 1 Kings 19. Again, recommended reading. So glorious. You know, it's just so glorious that the Holy Spirit reveals all of this. He reveals that this is God Almighty moving among men. And it all makes sense. It's all the Holy Spirit, and He makes everything. You know, there's the anointing, His anointing, His presence. The presence of Jesus is the answer. Amen, amen. Glory to God. And so we want to present this to anyone who will listen to you. We want to serve you. We want to present this glorious presence of the one and only Jesus the Christ. He's the presence of the Father. He's the presence of God Almighty. The Holy Spirit will reveal all of this to you. And so what I was, you know, God speaks, you know, He speaks. And so we speak. We speak His words. We let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified, by your words you'll be condemned. Proverbs says, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Why is it like this? Because God made us in His image. This is the way he functions, and so we should function like that. And so he's teaching me this. He's teaching me, you know, and so it's good to say, God has redeemed me. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. I belong to Jesus Christ. I'm a Spirit-filled believer. Jesus is with me all the time. You know, it may sound like some ways being smug. Well, none of that matters. What matters is our walk with Him and walking in the light of what He's shown us. Doing what He tells us to do. That's what matters. You know, glory. Oh, we should, you know, no regard of what people are going to think. You know, no regard for, we must, and we get to have this relationship with Him. And He'll show us. He'll show us what He, amen.